United Nations Radio presents the UN Story. In this series of programs, United Nations Radio presents an authentic, transcribed account of the work of the UN, a record of achievement, the UN Story. Today, a true story from the files of the United Nations World Health Organization, of its work in Afghanistan, and particularly of one beneficiary of that work, a small beneficiary.
Lila. When this story began, there was as yet no Lila. Her father Ismail and her mother Kuri lived in Kabul, almost within sight of the new Sharara Hospital with its 30-bed maternity ward. And almost every day as they waited for their new arrival, Ismail and Kuri could hear, passing slowly along the narrow, crowded streets, the new ambulance that served the Sharara Hospital.
They do not drive too well, my beloved. When I drive my truck, I drive faster.
Yes, Ismail.
Even through the Khyber Pass to Peshawar. Fast.
Yes, Ismail. But it is an ambulance, my husband. Sometimes ambulances cannot go fast.
Oh.
If the one inside is very sick, sometimes they must go slowly. It is a fine ambulance. And the hospital. Everything shines, Ismail. The floors are marble. The walls shine. Even running water. It is not necessary to carry it from the spring.
And why not?
In bathrooms, Ismail. From pipes.
Yes, yes. 2 years ago, only 5 beds. And now many times that number. And the head man, the Dr. Taraki, and the woman doctors and the nurses come from other countries.
From India.
Far beyond India, my turtle. From many lands. You have heard of the United Nations?
Yes.
The water tower over the hospital. These bathrooms you speak of. Those were done by an engineer from a World Health Organization.
Water that runs through pipes.
What are you thinking, my pigeon?
The child I am carrying, Ismail. Some children are born in the hospital.
Yes?
Do you think perhaps...
These things are not too simple to arrange, Khuri.
I know. I am a stranger here to Kabul. But perhaps when you come back from Peshawar... Besides... I do not even know of a Dai, a midwife.
There is time. My child is not due for some time. When I return from Peshawar.
But the child that was to be named Lila did not wait for her father's return from Peshawar. One evening, shortly after the muezzin's call to prayer, Khuri felt a stirring within her.
Oh, the baby.
The pains grew more frequent and regular. Khuri ran to a neighbor for help.
My baby is coming. I must have a midwife.
So, you see?
A girl.
Girl, boy, so long as it is born.
I am grateful. My husband will be grateful. I am sorry.
Sorry? For what?
Water.
Water?
In the hospital, there is water. From pipes.
Water. I am a midwife for many years. Many years, many babies. Who has need of water?
The midwife left. Kuri was alone with her baby. Looking forward to greeting her husband, at first she fed the baby, waiting for the weakness and pain of childbirth to pass. But they did not pass.
Oh. Hush. Hush, my baby. I'm hot. So hot.
2 days later, Kuri had a high fever. Her neighbors came to help, used what few medicines they had. But Khuri's fever grew worse. Until finally, on the fifth day, one of the neighbors remembered the ambulance that passed by each day to and from Sharara Hospital. When Nurse Jorgensen came into Khuri's home...
My baby...
Hush now.
could not feed her.
Now. I have looked at the baby already. I am looking at you.
My husband is away. He drives a truck. It goes faster than the ambulance. Faster. Water. Water is cool. Like the mountains. I come from Anjuman. Mountains are high. There's snow. Deep snow.
Here, drink this.
No. No, it is hot. Ismail. Where's Ismail? My husband is back. He has a... No, it is hot.
Delirious. Bring the stretcher. Both must go to the hospital. Mother and child both.
Puerperal fever, Nurse Jorgensen?
Yes.
The midwife did not wash her hands?
I'm afraid that is so.
Any hope of recovery?
Dr. Garda thinks not. Excuse me now, I must go to see her.
Everything so hot. There is snow on the mountains. Ismail, did you know there's snow? Deep snow, Ismail. All winter long, and even in summer. Once I ate snow. Did I tell you? Did I tell you, Ismail? The sun was so hot and Ismail.
Huri.
Despite many improvements which had taken place in Afghanistan in those past few years, midwives being trained at Sharara Hospital by the government's public health authorities, assisted by World Health Organization instructors, despite the increasing use of sulfa drugs and antibiotics, Huri had waited too long before coming to Sharara. 2 days after admission, she was dead. Ismail came back from Peshawar. When he arrived at his home, he heard of what had happened, that his wife had died.
And the baby? The small one?
His neighbors knew that the baby had been taken in the ambulance along with Huri. They knew that Huri was dead. They knew that the baby had been close to starving. And they knew the baby had not returned.
Excuse me, I must go and find out. One side. I ask your pardon. Allow me through. Please, one side. One side, please. The ambulance. Wait. Stop, please. Please, I must speak.
Yes?
I am Ismail Khan. I am the husband of Khan and Huri, whom Allah has taken.
Huri, your wife?
Whom Allah has been pleased to take from me, but there is a baby, a small one, a girl baby. What has happened to her?
Please, get in. You can ride in front. We are going to the hospital.
The ambulance moved through the narrow streets and then onto the broader highways that lay along the Kabul River. Ismail's eyes turned to the squat mosque with its twin minarets above the bend of the river, to the towering, snow-covered mountains behind it. But mostly he listened as Nurse Jorgensen explained what had happened to the daughter he had not yet seen.
She is well? My daughter is well?
A fine baby, Ismail Khan.
Praise to Allah from whom all blessings flow. But then, how can this be? My neighbor said the baby was starving.
She was. Your wife had been unable to feed her. But there are many mothers in the ward.
Ah?
30 beds in the maternity ward, Ismail. And 30 foster mothers among them had enough to nourish another baby.
30? All of them?
They all helped.
But this is good for a small baby?
Good.
I am of Dinar Kelstak, my wife also. All these mothers, they are not...
Oh, I see. No, Ismail, there's no need for you to worry. Milk is like blood, even more universal than blood. Mother's milk is mother's milk. Oh, here is the hospital. You'll see for yourself.
Bismillah. Khoury was right. The floors are marble.
So is the floor in the operating room and in the bathrooms. That was done by the Minister of Health.
Himself?
No, not himself, but he saw to it. He came on a surprise visit and spoke to Dr. Gadd as she came out of the operating room. He asked if the hospital needed anything, and she said, could we have a marble chip floor in the operating room?
Marble chips?
We got more than Dr. Gadd asked for. The best marble in all Afghanistan. Here we are.
My daughter?
Yes. In this room. Oh, and here is Dr. Gadd. Dr. Gadd, this is Lila's father.
How do you do?
Salam. Lila? That is her name?
Well, it's the name we gave her here. Of course, you may wish to change it.
My wife gave her no name?
Your wife was much too ill, Ismail Khan.
Well, let me look at her. I may pick her up? Huh? Ah, yes. Yes. Lila? Huh? Her coloring, it's like her mother's, hmm? Look, just like her mother's.
She has your eyes.
No. Yes. Yes, like me. Look, she's smiling. She's... Oh, but what am I to do?
About what, Ismail Khan?
My wife, whose memory I shall mourn for many times 40 days, is dead. My house is empty. How am I to take care of her?
Won't you let me help with that?
You mean keep her here in the hospital?
Well, not as a patient, as a pet. Our work here is mainly showing new methods of home and hospital care to nurses and midwives. We help the government to help all the people of Afghanistan. But your daughter has become a mascot with us. Besides, she'll need special nursing for some time.
If she can be brought to the hospital each morning, she'll be better off.
Each morning? And to a home each night?
We would be very happy.
And I too. I too shall be happy. Look, Lila too is happy. Why not, huh? You say 30 foster mothers? 30. Imagine. You are with the United Nations?
Yes, in a way. I am just a part of the World Health Organization team here.
World Health? Yes. That is my daughter. With 30 foster mothers, that is World Health too, huh?
Lila is a true UN story about the World Health Organization in Afghanistan. Whenever United Nations technical assistance is applied, there is full cooperation and coordination with the agencies of the country involved. The goal is always that people are helped in order to help themselves. The UN story is produced and transcribed by the international staff of United Nations Radio.